Welcome to your five for today. On Monday the 21st of July 2014, the very first Your Five for Today was aired on Radio Tyrcoed at 9:30 a.m. Now, as we celebrate our 8th birthday, we are pleased to report that a further 4 radio stations regularly broadcast the 5-minute messages with meaning. Well over 1,000 inspirational messages have been produced and recorded with the help of nearly 20 presenters, and we are very grateful to them. Around 500 of these messages can be heard on our website, your542day.com, or read on numerous Facebook pages. Your Five for Today aims to show the relevance of the Bible in today's modern world and the need of a personal relationship with God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because of his work on the cross. We strongly believe that there's no place for sitting on the fence regarding having a meaningful relationship with God, because sitting on the fence gets us nothing except maybe a few splinters in our posteriors. Most people seem to have trouble making decisions. Perhaps it is because they have too many options to choose from, or maybe they had someone who made all their decisions for them, so they never learned the decision-making process. Many are afraid of making wrong choices, while others are waiting to see which way others go so they can follow them. They think sitting on the fence and not making a decision will keep them safe in this non-committal world. After all, they think they have plenty of time to decide. Why rush? But deciding not to choose is itself a choice, and one which can have dire consequences. When it comes to deciding if we're going to choose to accept Christ as our Saviour and serve God, we do not want to be dragging our feet by sitting on the fence. The Bible advises us that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Sometimes we put off decisions for so long that when we finally make a move, it's too late. God created man and then made the most unselfish move. He gave us free will. That means we are free to choose serving him or not. The opportunity to choose to spend eternity in heaven with a loving God is one that we do not want to take for granted. We're going to spend eternity somewhere. There is not an opt-out button. If we do not choose heaven, we'll get hell by default. The Bible book of Proverbs tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear we should have for the Lord is not like the fear we have of the dark or of spiders or whatever it is that scares us. The kind of fear we should have for God is a reverent respect. The knowledge of who God is and how mighty and wonderful he is. We should choose him because of this knowledge and the knowledge that he loves us, and it is his will that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We should love him because he first loved us. Sitting on the fence is a choice we can make with many things in life, but when it comes to faith, there are not 3 sides to its fence. There are only 2. Simply put, God is on one side and Satan is on the other. One side is good, the other is evil. One side is light and the other dark. On one side, Jesus Christ is confessed as Saviour, and on the other, he is denied. Sitting on the fence is a choice against God, good and light. Because remember, Satan owns the fence. Choose for yourself today whom you will serve. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.